This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Today is Saturday, May 29th, 2021. On this day in 2009, famed music producer Phil Spector was sentenced for murdering actress Lana Clarkson. Welcome to Today in True Crime, a Spotify original from Parcast. Due to the graphic nature of this killer's crimes, listener discretion is advised. We advise extreme caution for children under 13. Today we're covering the sentencing of music mogul Phil Spector. The industry legend was convicted for second-degree murder and given 19 years behind bars for killing Lana Clarkson. Let's go back to Los Angeles, California, on Friday, May 29th, 2009. Some of the world's most revolutionary bands, the Beatles, Ike and Tina Turner, and the Ramones, all have one thing in common. They worked with Phil Spector to create their groundbreaking records. But the music producer responsible for crafting the sound of the 1960s was convicted in 2009 of second-degree murder. About 6 weeks after the judgment was passed, 69-year-old Spector was sentenced to 19 years at California State Prison, Corcoran. His crime occurred 6 years earlier, on the night Spector met 40-year-old Lana Clarkson at the House of Blues. The palm trees lining the Sunset Strip swayed in the cool night breeze. As Spector approached the House of Blues VIP entrance, he was drawn to a drop-dead gorgeous woman greeting the special guests. He immediately introduced himself. The woman's name was Lana Clarkson. She had no idea who Spector was at first and told him there was no way she could let him in the VIP area. But when the manager overheard her, he quickly apologized. He instructed Clarkson to treat Spector like gold. From that moment on, she stayed by Spector's side. After the show, he asked her to join him for a nightcap. Outside the venue, Spector's chauffeur opened the limousine door for his boss's beautiful new date. Spector and Clarkson sped through the hills to his magnificent mansion in Alhambra, a quiet city to the east of LA. Clarkson stepped from the car into the moonlight, and Spector asked his chauffeur to wait in the car. The estate was massive. Behind the circular drive stood a 35-room castle, complete with suits of armor and wall-mounted swords. There was even a colossal lizard room where Spector's three pet iguanas lived. The couple spent an hour inside, drinking and chatting. Eventually, Spector made a move on Clarkson, but she refused his advance. He insisted that she kiss him, but the actress was resolute. She said no. Outside, the chauffeur was still waiting when the silence was suddenly interrupted by a gunshot. It sounded like it came from the house. The driver called 911 immediately. Then he approached the mansion to see what was going on. That's when Phil Spector appeared at the door, fraught and quivering. In his hand was a .36-caliber revolver. He told the chauffeur, "I think I killed someone." Within moments, the LAPD was on the scene. The cops entered the foyer to find Lana Clarkson's lifeless body collapsed in a counterfeit Louis XIV chair by the door. Dark blood glistened around her mouth. She had a bullet wound in her head. When questioned, Spector claimed that the actress died by suicide when she kissed the gun. But over the coming days, disturbing stories from other women who knew Spector surfaced. Allegedly, the fading producer made a habit of holding lovers at gunpoint if they tried to leave. Clarkson's death marked the first time he'd actually pulled the trigger. The news shocked the nation. As Spector's case headed to trial, millions of eyes turned to watch. Coming up, Spector's trial results in a hung jury.
The internet. What would we do without it?
So much information, so little time. And yet, with all the answers available online, there still lie scores of deep, dark, spooky secrets.
Mysteries yet to be solved, until now. This isn't clickbait. This is our exclusive new podcast, Internet Urban Legends. I'm Loie, your evidence expert.
And I'm Eleanor, the self-proclaimed skeptic. Together, we're the gruesome twosome, sleuths in search of the weirdest stories on the web.
Every Tuesday, we investigate the internet's creepiest conundrums, covering each conspiracy theory and combing through every clue to separate hoax from haunt.
Whether it's the video sure to make you lose your appetite, Blank Room Soup,
or every kid's worst nightmare, the terrifying truth behind Disney's deaths,
or every parent's worst nightmare, social media's Momo Challenge.
Each episode of Internet Urban Legends is chock full of disturbing details which are either truly demented or ripe for debunking.
And no matter our conclusion, we're sure to be left scared half to death. So won't you join us?
Follow our new Spotify original from Parcast, Internet Urban Legends. Listen free and exclusively on Spotify.
Now, back to the story. On May 29, 2009, music legend Phil Spector was sentenced to 19 years in prison for fatally shooting actress Lana Clarkson. Even now, it's difficult to say what drove Spector to murder. He lived through a troubled childhood. In 1948, his father died by suicide when Spector was just 9 years old. In 1974, at the age of 35, Spector was in a horrific car accident. During the crash, he was ejected from his seat and thrown through his windshield. His head injuries were so bad that cops almost declared him dead on arrival, but after hours of surgery and 700 stitches, he survived. Forensic experts have stated that victims who experience such severe head injuries almost indefinitely suffer brain damage. A common side effect of such trauma is a turn to violence. No matter what contributed to Spector's actions, his first trial for the murder of Lana Clarkson began in 2007. Experts took the stand to debate wound angles, blood splatter, and Spector's memory of the event, but the whole thing ended with a hung jury. Still, 10 of the 12 jurors favored convicting Spector. A little over a year later, he faced a retrial. This time around, the producer was painted as a piggish misogynist by the prosecution. They highlighted Spector's pattern of playing Russian roulette with the lives of women whenever he drank. Soon, one bit of witness testimony emerged to dominate the arguments. The driver's statement reminded the judge and jury that Spector had emerged from the house and muttered, "I think I killed someone." Spector's chauffeur on the night of the murder was entirely self-possessed on the stand. He relayed their tour of LA hangouts like Trader Vic's, Dan Tana's, and eventually House of Blues. He even recalled what and how much Spector drank that evening. In the end, the evidence against the producer was too significant to ignore. Prosecutors focused on the fact that Clarkson had never exhibited suicidal tendencies. They reiterated that suicides are generally planned, not spontaneous. Plus, they said it's extremely rare for victims to die by suicide in a stranger's house. The most significant difference between the two trials was that this time, the judge allowed several women to speak about their experiences with Spector and his guns. Those who testified shared familiar tales about Spector's warmth and charm eroding into menace the more he drank. New photo evidence of the crime scene was also admitted. Macabre shots of the actress's body splayed out on the chair with the murder weapon placed under her thigh seemed to discredit Spector's assertions completely. On April 13, 2009, the jury agreed without the shadow of a doubt that Spector was guilty of second-degree murder. A little over a month later, on May 29, 2009, he was sentenced to 19 years behind bars. Spector served the first 5 years of his sentence at California State Prison in Corcoran. Then in 2014, the 74-year-old murderer was moved to the California Healthcare Facility in Stockton because his health declined. On Saturday, January 16, 2021, Spector died from complications aggravated by the COVID-19 virus. He would have been able to make parole in the winter of 2025. Phil Spector's obituary could have boasted his esteemed music career. After all, he produced the Beatles' song Let It Be, the Righteous Brothers' You've Lost That Lovin' Feeling, Tina Turner's River Deep Mountain High, and John Lennon's Imagine. Instead, whatever talent he might have had will be forever eclipsed by his dark deeds and brutal treatment of women. Phil Spector's true legacy is one of gruesome violence. Thanks for listening to Today in True Crime. I'm Vanessa Richardson. Today in True Crime is a Spotify original from Parcast. You can find more episodes of Today in True Crime and all other Spotify originals from Parcast for free on Spotify. We'll be back with a brand new episode tomorrow in True Crime. Today in True Crime is a Spotify original from Parcast. It is executive produced by Max Cutler, sound designed by Juan Borda, with production assistance by Ron Shapiro, Trent Williamson, Carly Madden, and Bruce Gitovich. This episode of Today in True Crime was written by John Levinson, with writing assistance by Terrell Wells, and fact-checking by Cheyenne Lopez. I'm Vanessa Richardson.